Are you ready? Are you ready
for the Yahoo Sports Kings?
Whatever you got, I need.
You want to be the best? Work harder than the rest.
Whatever you got today, I got to have.
You don't want to be the best. We'll just work like the rest.
All we can do is keep fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
With your host, Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks. The complete NFL Countdown Show.
The best NFL picks of the week.
A unique brand of sports talk that focuses primarily on week-to-week NFL matchups.
I'm ready to smash somebody.
Player and guest interviews, game analysis, and predictions.
Leave it all on the field. 1, 2, 3, leave it all here.
It's the complete NFL Countdown Show.
And it kicks off with the Sports Kings
right now.
Live from the Quicken Loans studios of Yahoo Sports Radio. Here they are, the Yahoo Sports Kings, Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio. I'm your host, Mean Gene, Sports Machine. And, woohoo, boy, the NFL has entered the second half of the season, and the excitement is building as playoff races begin. Two teams remain undefeated, Carolina 9-0, New England 9-0, and this marks the fourth season in league history with multiple 9-0 teams. And, boy, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. When I say we, I am talking about all three Sports Kings are here. Joining me right here at our Parker University studios is Hot Rod Johnson.
What's going on, Mean Gene? Good morning to you.
Good morning. And joining us from San Diego, California, is Ronnie Brooks. Ronnie, welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen, and glad to be on the show.
Good morning, Brooks. How you doing, sir?
Going great.
Guys, we have a big show to talk about because, you know, last week we treated our fans to Phil Perry from the Comcast New England Sports talking about the Patriots. They are still unbeaten. This week we have another treat for you as we're going to bring on our dear friend Dustin Pfeiffer in the next segment. He's going to talk about the 9-0 Carolina Panthers.
9-0 Carolina Panthers.
It's unreal.
That doesn't even sound right.
No, especially they were 3-5-1 last year, Ronnie.
Yeah, you know, every year is a little different, but Cam Newton's playing MVP year, so that's what's going on.
Do you really think he'll be considered for the MVP?
Yes.
Cam Newton?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's hard
considered,
to say.
Yes, considered, yes.
Considered, they still got to play a lot. There's a lot of games.
So in your eyes right now, he's not an MVP candidate right now?
Not right now.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow, man, yeah. Gene.
I mean, not right now because
it's touchdown dance?
No. I love some of the things that he does on the field and off the field, too, especially with the kids, giving them the football. But, you know, it's interesting. But you have to look at that New England Patriots. Just like Phil Perry said last week, this guy must be Houdini or a magician predicting that the Patriots, we haven't seen the best of the Patriots. And how about that Chandler getting a touchdown? He called it.
He called that last week. But, I mean, you're looking at two different teams. You're looking at New England, who's almost perfect. You know, their perfection at its greatest. And when you think about New England going 9-0, and then you look at Carolina going 9-0, if you look at the remainder of New England's schedule, Mean Gene and Ronnie, they definitely could go undefeated for the season.
Because their biggest
opponent will be themselves for the rest of the season.
Pretty much.
Well, I think they are going to go undefeated until they get to the playoffs. And it's just, you know, I think they might fail in the playoffs. I mean, you one loss, you know, you need to lose now. I think you need to lose now instead of the playoffs.
And I get that, Ronnie. But look, they play the Bills on Monday, which I'm hoping that will be, 49-0. Then they're at the Broncos. Who we don't know who the quarterback would be at that time. Either way it would go, it would not be a top-tier quarterback. Mm-hmm. Then they have the Eagles at home. Then they play the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have Tennessee.
Texans, good defense.
They have Tennessee. They're at the Jets, and they're at Miami Dolphins. There's not one quarterback on that list that can.
No, there's not a quarterback, but there's a defense. I mean,
a couple defenses will give Brady some trouble.
The Giants
gave Brady trouble, but a couple plays, two plays different.
It could happen, but you know what? And folks, we're going to get into later on in the show. We'll talk about that, whatever you want to call it, week 11 got underway with the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans.
Those uniforms?
It must be something with the Thursday night uniform promotions because Jacksonville can't have throwbacks because they haven't been around long enough to have throwback uniforms.
Throwback that gold
whatever it
uniform.
Was, it worked. It was an ugly 19-13 victory, but we'll talk about that. And we'll also talk about looking back at Week 10 and how the Houston Texans defense manhandled the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't care. Cincinnati Bengals have suffered a setback.
Major setback. I'm calling it right now. They are 8-1. Cincinnati will finish the season 11-5.
Wow.
I'm calling it right now, Mean Gene.
Ronnie, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the Bengals, they didn't look good last week, but, you know, everybody can have one bad game.
But the way they look,
one
right
bad game, what about possibly two? They played tonight.
At Arizona.
Woo. Well, let it play out.
Yeah. Then they have the Rams at home. Then they're at Cleveland.
Always tough.
Then they got the Steelers. They're in Pittsburgh. Well, the 49ers at the Broncos and the Ravens.
The Steelers definitely owe them one because of what they got away with, a win there at Heinz Field.
11-5, Mean Gene. I'm calling it.
It could happen, but they just look bad. And I tell you what, anytime you don't have an answer for J.J. Watt, he just controlled the entire game last Monday night against and that was a huge win. Houston's in first place.
Houston is in first place.
First place. Can you believe it? It was a meaningful game for the Texans. Especially with now you got Hasselbeck. It's probably going to go the rest of the way with Indianapolis.
Well, you know what? This may be the theme. Last year, you know, you're looking at Carolina being 3-5-1 at this point, and now look at them now. Houston is tied for first place at 4-5-1. So next year we're looking at Houston or perhaps Indianapolis going 9-0 at this point next year. So this may be the new trend in the NFL, Mean Gene.
And not to mention they use basically what is considered a third string quarterback to control the game.
T.J. Yates,
unbelievable. But hey, folks, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. A big show today, getting you ready for Week 11 of the National Football League. And like I said, coming up here in the next segment, we're gonna go to Charlotte, Carolina. And North Carolina, that is. I just took off the north, didn't I? Charlotte, North Carolina, we bring on Dustin Pfeiffer, and he's going to tell you just how good the 9-0 Carolina Panthers are. So, folks, stick around, grab your coffee, get ready for a long show. You are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings with Mean Gene, Ronnie Brooks, and Hot Rod Johnson. So stick around. Once again, we are the Yahoo Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
This is Pat Forty, National College columnist for Yahoo Sports.
And you're listening to Yahoo Sports Radio.
And we're always online at yahoosportsradio.com.
Hi, it's Chris Morales here at Yahoo Sports Radio. I do many, many jobs around here, including being one of the voices you hear often. Tell you fun stuff and stuff that's coming up. And we've all been low on energy and downed a shot or an energy drink from the cooler, right? Some of us, like myself, have drank a lot of them over the years. And yeah, you know how they make you feel? Kind of like Beavis, right?
I am Cornholio.
You know what I'm talking about. Or like Tony Montana at the end of Scarface, when you crash.
Say hello to my new friend!
That's because those drinks are revving your heart rate. They're giving you physical energy.
But do they actually help your brain?
Well, that's where I discovered a new product called Mental Bright. I wanted something that was actually going to help my brain, not just make me feel all tweaked out. Because if you're willing to drink something that makes your heart pound, why not give yourself something that'll give you mental energy? And no, I don't mean your head pounding. I mean you working smarter, feeling better, feeling more motivated, and feeling more focused. I guarantee you, you're going to like it. MentalBright.com.
Waking up with the Zig.
The aerial photos, the videos, the crowd shots, the police escort. You got a parking garage they're going by, which has six decks with everybody at the edge of the decks cheering on the players. This is the stuff of sports right here. You get a team that wins it for the first time in forever. Man, everybody comes out of the woodwork.
The Steve Zabin Show. Mornings.
6 to 10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio. Inside the Lines
with former Carolina Panthers GM Marty Herney.
Moose Johnson moves, of course, to Dallas Cowboys, signed a player that we released here in Carolina and Greg Hardy. And nobody really disputes that Greg Hardy what he can do on the field. There's been what's maybe some speculation and things that have happened off the field. Jerry Jones seems to be throwing it all in this year and doing whatever, and sees a window for the Cowboys to pick up another championship. Would that be a fair assessment?
I think that's a fair assessment. When you look at Tony Romo, we all know how important the quarterback position is in the NFL. With the two back surgeries here in the last 3 years, how much longer can Tony play at the level you need to win a championship? One of the areas that Dallas struggled in last year was getting pressure on the quarterback, generating turnovers on the defensive side of the ball. They took a calculated risk by signing Greg Hardy.
Inside the Lines with Marty Herney. Weekdays 10 a.m. till noon Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Hey, you want to increase your brain power, be smarter, improve your memory and focus? Well, there is a new brain supplement called Mental Bright, made with ingredients that naturally enhance your mental abilities. Mental Bright is so confident in their formula that if you try it and it doesn't work, they'll write you a check for 10% more than you paid for it. That's 110% money back guarantee. Mental Bright's ingredients are scientifically proven to work. Go to MentalBright.com to start improving your brain abilities today. To brighten your mind, go to MentalBright.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-991-4860. That's 800-991-4860. Call now at 800-991-4860 to get a free brochure. 800-991-4860.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
To get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
And we are back, folks. Once again, you're listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show on Yahoo Sports Radio with Mean Gene, Hot Rod Johnson, Ronnie Brooks, getting you ready for kickoff here in a couple of hours. And I tell you what, we mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show, there's two unbeaten teams in the National Football League, and we are going to talk about one of those teams today, and that is the 9-0 Carolina Panthers. And we welcome an old friend who always joins us from WFNZ AM 610 in Charlotte. He covers the Carolina Panthers. Please welcome to the show, Dustin Pfeiffer. What's up, Dustin?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
We are doing great, Dustin. How about yourself?
Doing just great. It's a great time to be in Charlotte. Sports teams are doing pretty well, so fans are really happy for what's going on right now.
9-0. How does it feel, Dustin? I mean, seriously, how does it feel?
I'm telling you, man, it feels great. The team is just, everybody's clicking. The buzz in the city is unbelievable. And a lot of people are just, you know, after 4 or 5-0, you really feel good. But once you get to 9-0, you right. really start to believe that something special is going on this year.
And, you know, Dustin, you know, every fan wants to say, yeah, my team can go 9-0 when we're, you know, at the beginning of the season. We're going to win the Super Bowl. That's what every team thinks at the beginning of the season. But did you really see this 9-0 start for Ron Rivera and the Panthers?
I did not see this, and if anybody says they saw this, then you know I think they're kidding themselves. I mean, this team as a franchise has never started 6-0 in its history. So 6-0 was the record, and now they get to 9-0, and now people are, you know, after what they see, they're believing it. But if anybody said at the start they were 9-0, then somebody's probably fooling you.
Especially last year, this time last year you were 3-5-1.
almost the butt of every joke in, you know, on sports talk shows,
especially with the sports games.
Absolutely, and if you, and also on top of that with Kelvin Benjamin going down in training camp.
So, oh, that's right.
You know, 9-0. Nobody's really seeing that, but nobody's gonna care about that now. They're gonna say 9-0, and they're gonna keep on looking to win that next game.
You're talking about Riverboat Ron. I mean, here's a guy that has been on the pedestal as far as, well, folks wanted to knock him off at one point in time, and an emotional roller coaster with Ron Rivera. But here, this guy, we talked about him a couple of weeks ago, Dustin, as our overall coach of the year right now for the NFL.
He's definitely got to be one of the candidates. And I'll tell you what, I mean, the guy came into the league. He was an assistant for a long time before he finally got that head coaching job. And yet he had a rough first couple of years, but he's really settled in, and I think he's learned how to become a good head coach in this league. He's got a general manager who's really done some good stuff. And honestly, we weren't sure how that was going to go because when the general manager came in, Rivera was already here. And normally when a new GM comes in, he likes to pick his own guy. So weren't sure how that was going to work out, but they work well together. Gettleman's done a good job of bringing in some pieces, even some cheap free agents who worked out great. And so this team, like I said, they really just mature together. They got great leadership in the locker room. They got stars on each side of the ball if you look at like Cam Newton and Luke Kuechly. So I think they got the perfect blend of guys, and that's what's making it a success so far this year.
Hey, folks, once again, we are talking with Dustin Pfeiffer from WFNZ AM 610. He is a sports reporter for the Carolina Panthers, talking about the 9-0 Panthers this week. And actually, for the next 2 weeks, you have a date with the NFC East, Dustin.
Well, you know what? If people tell me I have a date with the NFC East coming up, I'm probably going to be pretty happy because nobody really knows what you're going to get from the NFC East right now. But I will say this, that the next 2 weeks, you don't want to look past because the Redskins, we saw what they did last week, even though it was against kind of a that Saints defense is a mess. But we saw the Redskins have some weapons. They can put up some points. So I think this game, the Panthers, seeing them put up that many points last week, they're not going to overlook them. One thing I will say, the Redskins on the road are a completely different team than they are at home. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. And the game, I honestly say, and I know Rod's going to like this, it does scare me next week going to Dallas with their full team back. So I am a little worried about that game. But with this team, they're finding ways to win, and so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you know, Dustin, what I'm looking at is that defensive front that you guys have. I mean, yes, the full team will be back, you know, when they visit for Thanksgiving next week. However, that defensive front with a team that's trying now to gel and pretty much every game for the Cowboys will be a must-win game going out. It still scares me, you know, because I love your defense. You talked about Kuechly. You know, that defense is really on point.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if the Cowboys will be able to succeed against them.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a good point you bring up because the defensive front is really the whole defense now. They used to – it always was a weak part. They'd have a good front four, good linebackers, maybe a bad secondary, or maybe a decent secondary and not a good front four.
Right.
Now they kind of got a really good mix. And on that defensive front that you're talking about, K'Wan Short's leading the way. You know, you have guys like Charles Johnson get hurt. They trade for Jared Allen, a veteran pickup, which is pretty good. But
yes.
I tell you what, man, K'Wan Short is really coming into his own. I think he should be a Pro Bowler this year. I think I'm not sure the total number, but I think it's 6 or 7 sacks as a defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy's playing great. And one thing that you want to forget, Cowboys got some guys coming back, but so do the Panthers. The first game back for Charles Johnson is going to be the Dallas Cowboys. So you add him to that front four, and that's going to make that a dangerous front defensive line going against them Cowboys.
Are they licking their chops wanting to get back at Greg Hardy?
I'm sure they're gonna think about it. You know, a lot of fans here, they wanted Hardy back kind of for production, but they also didn't want him back because of what's going on. And now when they see what's happening in Dallas with Greg Hardy and what's happening here in Carolina, I think everybody is happy with how that situation worked out and that he's not here. And I'll tell you what, I know Hardy's going to be ready to go. I know he's going to want to go out there, and it wouldn't surprise me if he got a sack or two. But that this game is going to have a lot of intensity, and that defense for the Panthers is going to be looking to make a statement, I think.
And speaking of statement, I tell you what, you guys made a statement by adding two former Chicago Bears. I mean, bringing in Jared Allen and Peanut Tillman. I mean, having that type of leadership on what was already a good defense, it's got to be a good feeling there.
It's a great feeling, and that's the one thing about this team we talked about is the leadership. When you have guys like Jared Allen, Peanut, who's really played great, and that's what I talked about. That secondary is much improved. When you have Peanut and Josh Norman, who's probably a defensive player of the year candidate.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, they are really gelling well, and you add You know, Thomas Davis, like I said, with the leadership, Keekly. And then on the offensive side of the ball, you got guys, another pair like Greg Olsen, Ryan Khalil, and Cam. They got the perfect leadership on both sides of the ball, and those guys know what they need to do. And honestly, they hear the talk about the whole season about how they were one of the worst undefeated teams. Now it's down to two teams, and they're just keep using that as motivation, and they just want to keep making this run.
I think they're going to continue running because you're looking at the Redskins, Cowboys, and Saints. They're at the Cowboys, at the Saints. I think all of those are three winnable games. Will be tough games, but I kind of think I got you guys losing when you go to Atlanta and play Atlanta the first time in week 13.
Yes, yeah, so those two Atlanta games will be tough. It's actually two Atlanta games in three weeks. The other tough one is we have to go to the Giants.
And Falcons.
They can play some decent football. So, people want to maybe start talking about undefeated season. And, it's hard to get ahead of that. When you get the double-digit wins, I guess you kind of got to look at it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
This team is just taking it one game at a time. And, honestly, I know as fans, I've heard some fans say that they want the dream matchup in Super Bowl 50. They want to play the Patriots again and get some revenge for back in 2003 when they barely got us. So, fans are looking ahead, but I can tell you this team is not looking ahead. They're looking one week at a time, and they're making it count.
Well, that's good.
I tell you what, Dustin, we will keep our eyes out on the Carolina Panthers, and we certainly probably will go ahead and pick the Panthers to take care of the Redskins today. But next week, buddy, we are certainly going to keep an eye on that game. So, hey, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on here, Dustin.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I appreciate you having us on. I hope y'all have a great Thanksgiving, and let's hope the Panthers can keep it a good Thanksgiving here in Charlotte.
Hey, Dustin, you have a happy Thanksgiving, and look for me on Twitter. I think we're going to have a Twitter battle starting next Monday in preparation for the Cowboys game.
I'll be right there. It's at Dustin Pfeiffer, and I'll be right there with y'all.
Sounds good.
All right, Dustin. Folks, Dustin Pfeiffer joining us from WFNZ AM 610 in Charlotte, talking about the Carolina Panthers. And you know what? We're going to break all of this down in the next segment. Some very interesting things, Rod, and I know for a fact you don't want to look ahead.
You don't.
I mean, but the NFC East is just it's almost like the NFC South last year.
I mean, it's almost, me and Gene, but, just like Dustin said, the Redskins playing some great ball. They played some great ball. I mean, it was a woeful New Orleans Saints defense. But we're going to see. But, I love what Carolina has done with their defense. I love what they've done with their offense. Greg Olsen, I think, is one of the best tight ends, if not the best tight end in the league. We keep overlooking him.
Dixon's getting involved, too.
Look at all the guys that we named on the team. And Greg Olsen was one of the last ones we named.
Exactly.
But, and he contributes more than anyone, so.
All right, folks, speaking of contributing, we will come right back with more of the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show with Rod, Ronnie, and me, Gene. We will get you ready for kickoff week 11 of the NFL season right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
That's right, you need your fantasy, right? How about the Yahoo Fantasy Freak Show? Now daily at podcastarena.com/fantasy or search Yahoo Fantasy Freak Show on iTunes.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When you cough all day, you forget what a miracle coughing is. Your cough soars out of your mouth at 50 miles an hour. Your cough is faster than a greyhound and nearly twice as fast as the fastest man on earth. So when your husband spends all night coughing, remember what an amazing world you live in.
Or else, try Robitussin 12-Hour. It soothes and delivers fast, powerful cough relief for up to 12 hours. New Robitussin 12-Hour, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
Waking up with the Zabes.
Now for the bad news, Murray.
Uh-oh.
You were 1-10.
Oh!
Against the spread. Solly, is that correct? 1-10 for Murray?
I did double check that.
That is hard to do.
Oh,
it was so bad. I'm like, let's see.
That takes talent to suck that bad.
I didn't have
1-10? How'd you ever get the one?
It's a miracle.
Apparently it was a miracle. It was a miracle.
He had Buffalo.
The Steve Zabes Show. Mornings.
6-10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio. The Steve Zabes Show.
This is the kind of play you expect from a player who whines about tweets in the locker room and goes on insane, unhinged rants about things that never happened, like reporters using the N-word to refer to other players. This is perfect Dez Bryant 101, bitch.
Waking up America like no one else.
And he dropped an easy, chains-moving first down catch on the series prior to the Buccaneers going ahead for the go-ahead touchdown. That was a catch that, as soon as I saw him drop that easy third down sticks mover, I said to myself, God, I wish somebody would get in his face and yell at him, as you know he would yell at somebody else who made such a simple mistake. Somebody get in his grill saying, you've got to make that catch! What are you doing?
The Steve Zabin Show. Mornings.
6 to 10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
Hey, sports fans, be sure and tune in to the Tony George Show right here on Yahoo Sports Radio every Saturday and Sunday morning, 10 Eastern, for the best in sports information. With that Las Vegas twist, insight like this is found nowhere else. Professional Las Vegas bettor Teddy Covers, professional odds maker Matt Holt, who sets lines for seven Las Vegas books, and myself, Tony George, giving you the winning angles against the Las Vegas line. That's the Tony George Show, Saturday and Sunday at 10 Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio. Do not miss it.
It's Travis Rogers now.
I say Dabo, and you say Jimbo. Jimbo, Dabo, Dabo, Jimbo.
How about that? Clemson, Clemson, Dabo. Oh, Dabo, number one. Well, you say Jimbo, and I say Dabo. You say
Jimbo, Dabo, Dabo, Jimbo.
Let's call the whole thing off. The Clemson Tigers are your number one seed in the first college football playoff ranking poll, whatever we want to call it. And, well, yee-haw, Dabo. I want them to win. I want them to keep winning. I want them to get into the Final Four.
Travis Rogers, now. Weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7171 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 7171.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
To get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
Once again, you are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio with Mean Gene, Hot Rod Johnson, and Ronnie Brooks. Folks, don't forget, you can always follow us on Twitter, and that's at Sports Kings for Mean Gene, YSK Rod for Rod Johnson, and at Sports Kings host for Ronnie Brooks. Show is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Remember, you can have you a brand new fantasy football lineup each and every week. All you have to do is register with DraftKings.com and enter the special promo code SK2015. Show is also brought to you by ONFX.com. ONFX.com. All right? You got a website. You got a business. Actually, you got a business. You need a website. So make sure you go to ONFX.com. They have affordable websites, and I think you should take advantage of that. Gentlemen, we just talked with Dustin Pfeiffer from the WFNZ AM 610 in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he just sort of broke it down and told us just how good this Carolina Panthers team really is.
Yeah, he did, man, Gene. You know, like he stated, I love what they have on defense. I think Kuechly and Thomas are the best, you know, linebacker duo in the NFL right now. Got Josh Norman out there who definitely could be the NFC Defensive Player of the Year, or maybe the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year. And then you look on the offensive side of the board, Cam Newton, Greg Olsen, who we barely talked about, but he is an intricate part of that offense. You're looking at a team that doesn't have a great passing game, but he is the leader. They know they're going to him, but he's open every single time
when
he goes downfield.
And now they're getting Dixon involved, and so they kind of, every team I noticed is starting to throw in that double tight end set. So, Ronnie, what do you think about his comments on Tillman and Jared Allen having that leadership there?
Well, that's what teams need. You need veteran leadership down the stretch and in the playoffs because they've been in the trenches, and Jared Allen and Tillman, you know, they've been in Super Bowls, and Tillman did, and Jared Allen is a veteran, and they get the job done.
Yep, that was an outstanding pickup when they picked up Jared
Big
Allen.
Time.
Big time pickup.
I mean, especially to go with the young defense that we talked about with Norman and Davis and all of that stuff. But anyway, so what do you think about the next 2 weeks, though? I mean, today is the Redskins. Next week on Thanksgiving Day is the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, just what Dustin and I were talking, you know, once we got off air, this is going to be a game that the Dallas Cowboys, every game is vital for the Cowboys here going out. If they want to make any type of playoff run, they're 2-7. I mean, you're looking at they're trying to finish the season 9-7 or at least 8-8 to make a playoff push. The NFC East is not that great, so they still have a chance there. It's going to be a real tough game for those guys, and I think they are winnable games, like I told them. I think the Redskins, Cowboys, and Saints, those are winnable games. But come week 14, when they have to go to Atlanta, then they have to go to New York to play the Giants, and then they're at home again against Atlanta. Don't forget the last game of the season with the Bucs. Yeah, we are talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but you are talking about a divisional rival.
Right.
And the Buccaneers are not playing any bad football right now. They're 4-5. They're playing the 4-5 Philadelphia Eagles today with a rookie quarterback and a rookie coach, so to speak.
Pretty much.
This is his first time, you know, down in Tampa Bay.
Right.
So their last four games of the season are going to be very, very tough for Carolina. And you know, that's going to start their playoff run. So they can't fall flat.
So, Ronnie, you know, he said that Kirk Cousins and the Redskins team play good on the road. So, I mean, do you think certainly they shouldn't be looking ahead? But, I mean, and I know we'll make our predictions here later, but think the Redskins might give the Panthers some trouble today?
Well, they will give them some trouble. I mean, the Redskins are hot right now, and they're getting their job done. Their defense is playing good ball. And Cousins last week had a great week. I mean, his best game ever playing as a Redskin. So, who knows, but I still think Carolina's defense is better. And then Carolina, with Cam Newton, he's getting the job done, so he can do his dance.
Yeah, you're right, Ronnie. It doesn't get any better for Kirk Cousins. What, 20 or 25 passes completed for 324 yards, 4 touchdowns, and no,
0
interceptions. That doesn't sound like Kirk Cousins.
Well, it sounds like the Saints' defense. That's what it sounds like.
And I know. Ooh, I know later on in the show we're going to talk about the Saints defense. Rod, I tell you what, Rod Johnson, folks, let's just go ahead and tell the world that Rod Johnson was right and everybody else was wrong.
Yeah, he was right. He fired Rob Ryan, and he got the job done to get him fired.
Well, guys, here's the thing. That's a man with a job that needs a job to provide for his family. I don't wish any, you know, ill willings on anyone. However, it goes back to what Gene, you and I used to talk about it last year. This whole, what has he done in the NFL to continue?
Can't believe you got somebody fired, man.
I didn't get
between
him fired,
you and Ronnie.
I didn't get him fired. But, you know, what has he done in the NFL to keep his face keep showing up, Mean Gene? What has he done? Has he ever put in together a great defense for an entire season?
No.
Okay.
You're right. That's the key word, entire season.
There has to be a deep. You look at the defensive coach in Alabama. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you he can do the same thing Rob Ryan was doing or a better job. I guarantee you, as a coach on a high school Division III level, give them an opportunity. I get tired of these revolving coaches in the NFL.
But I tell you what, he can say that he has handled the Cowboys over the last couple of years.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, that's good for the resume.
Well, if he goes to the NFC East team, I'm sure. But
there's no way he should show his head in the NFL again.
It's probably going to be a while.
Well, yeah, but, you know, he's got the Ryan legacy of his dad and his brother. So,
he also has a losing legacy, too.
Well, his brother can also hire him.
Well, don't even get me started on his brother. He's not a great coach to me either. These revolving quarterbacks really drive me crazy. Go down to the NCAA and pull up one of those great defensive coordinators or offensive coordinators and bring them to the NFL. It's always the same coaches.
Well, hey,
some teams just don't
want to start over. They, even if you're bad, you take an experienced bad person over someone who's unproven. The college game and the NFL game are two different things. Just ask Nick Saban on that one.
And I get that, Minji. I'm not debating that at all. But if you're going to start over, the Saints are in a position where they're going to have to start over right now. Why not just go get another, get a defensive quarterback from, I don't know, Stephen F. Austin. Bring him up and see what he can do. I guarantee you he can do the same thing, if not better, than what Rod Ryan was doing.
Well, guys, they got the Raiders coach is taking over, so it's not a ex-coach Allen is taking over, so I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Okay. Well, we'll see what the other Ryan is going to do. As they got that Monday night matchup, we'll make our predictions on that.
He can't beat Buffalo
at New England. It would be monumental if they do pull off
the
big upset. But some other great games, guys. We're going to be talking about Denver, Chicago, as the Broncos continue to play without Peyton Manning. And, of course, now the Cowboys at Miami is always interesting because
rematch of the Super Bowl
twice in a row. That they are in the state of Florida.
That's the Super Bowl rematch, me and Gene, for this week.
And, of course, Green Bay, Minnesota Vikings is just – and we talked about the Panthers. We haven't talked about the Vikings enough on this show.
The Vikings are the sleepers. They've been under the radar the whole year.
Adrian Peterson ran for 203 yards last week, and I don't even think I saw a highlight. They are so quiet this year.
Exactly.
They're so quiet. I'm not going to say Bridgewater is a – outstanding, fantastic quarterback, but he's a great quarterback for that offense. But what they're doing in Minnesota, and the reason I'm whispering is because Minnesota is doing it so quiet.
And the reason why, because the Panthers are getting a lot of talk. The Cardinals are getting a lot of talk, but Minnesota, these are three powerhouse teams in the NFC, so that's 1, 2, and 3 right there in seeding.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Mean Gene. And you know, Arizona, I like what Arizona is doing. And you're right, Mean Gene. It could be because Carolina and Arizona, New England, everyone gets the headlines, right? The Cowboys are still getting the headlines because they're 2-7, and Minnesota is just flying under the radar.
And let's just say now, if Carolina is successful in knocking off the Arizona Cardinals, which I don't know we'll predict here in a minute, then if Minnesota wins, they will be the second seed.
Yes, they would.
You got to also look at the end of the season. Carolina might sit if they got the best record, they might have some games where they not play their old stars.
Yeah, I don't think they have the luxury running B because three of their last four games are against divisional rivals. So those games could be very important. Even at 9-0, you're still looking at Atlanta Falcons who are 6-3. If you think about it, two losses, they're really on their coattails, and if they beat Carolina twice, they're really on their coattails.
The NFC is interesting, guys. The AFC, I mean, come on. Unless Cincinnati just, removed all hope that it would be a competitive AFC playoffs, because right now New England is just going to beat the brakes off everybody that comes their way. Yeah. And then the next segment, guys, we're going to jump on week 11 and talk about the expectations that are going to be happening today. But I tell you what, we have a lot of games lined up.
Exciting games to look for, Mean Gene. Mean Gene, do you know the most games decided by 7 points or fewer through week 10 is in 2015? So we got some great games coming today. 76 games so far have been decided. Not 76 points. Less. I messed that up.
Okay, we'll get it on the next segment. Folks, you're listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio, whatever the hell Rob was trying to say.
Hey. You like this radio show, right? You want to make sure you never miss a moment? An all-new place to go, ysrpodcast.com. And, of course, you can always search your favorite shows on iTunes.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hey, you want to increase your brain power? Be smarter? Improve your memory and focus? Well, there is a new brain supplement called Mental Bright, made with ingredients that naturally enhance your mental abilities. Mental Bright is so confident in their formula that if you try it and it doesn't work, they'll write you a check for 10% more than you paid for it. That's 110% money back guarantee. Mental Bright's ingredients are scientifically proven to work. Go to MentalBright.com to start improving your brain abilities today. To brighten your mind, go to mentalbright.com.
It's Travis Rogers now.
I bet Peyton sells a ton of chicken parm sandwiches too, Trav. You know, it's funny. It's power suggestion. And I think that's what those entire commercials are for. Those chicken parm, you taste so good. That whole thing. I don't want to go out and buy life insurance or whatever Nationwide is. I'm not even quite sure other than it's an insurance agency. But it does make me want to eat a chicken parm sandwich.
Travis Rogers now. Weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio. It's Travis Rogers now.
Ish has a really good Ask Travis. He says, you're stuck on an otherwise deserted island with Russell Wilson, J.J. Watt, and Greg Hardy. Who do you kill first? This is a very complicated question. I need more details. Is this island abundant with other forms of life? Are there animals? Are there animals that are the supreme predator on the island? Like, are there grizzly bears? Are there mountain lions? Or am I the supreme predator? If I'm the supreme predator, then I need to get rid of Greg Hardy first because, well, he's the supreme predator. Russell Wilson doesn't bring a lot to the table in this situation. He would be worried that somehow a negative word would damage his brand back on the mainland. J.J. Watt's strong, big. Hey, J.J., you see those coconuts up on the tree? They said to me last night that you weren't strong enough to climb up there and get them down. Oh, yeah, welcome to the show, coconuts. Welcome to the show. All I know is if the coconuts talk trash to me, well, then they got a problem. Ah! Then we'd run up the tree and get my coconuts for me.
Travis Rogers, now. Weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Inside the Lines with former Carolina Panthers GM Marty Hernan.
Talk with Daryl Moose Johnston. Cam Newton was signed to an extension. We feel he's a franchise quarterback here in Carolina. What's your opinion?
Is he Tom Brady? No, not many people are Tom Brady. I think there's a lot of pieces in place. I'm excited to see what they do. Carolina believes that they have the quarterback that can take them to the place that they want to go to. And I think a lot of that happened down the stretch last year with the way he played.
Inside the Lines with Marty Hernan. Weekdays 10 a.m. till noon Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 9595, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, code 9595.
This is Hit 'Em Up.
Hit 'Em Up with Jeff Ketchum.
Jeff Ketchum, weekday afternoons.
Joining us right now, Marty, it's so good to have you, our YSR superstar, former GM. When I think about the Hard Knocks, that is the realest reality TV ever. You're watching people lose their jobs, and some of these guys, their dreams are drying up right in front of their eyes. I think if I was a GM or a coach, that would be the part of the show I would prefer not be shown.
I wouldn't do it, Jeff. I wouldn't get so many in front of cameras. I get curious every time I see that. And that was the reason I did not want to be on Hard Knocks. And fortunately, we had our own Jerry Richardson, I think, that agreed. You have to do Hard Knocks. That's one thing. I would not cut a player with a camera there. I just don't think it's right. Any of us that have gotten fired, and I obviously have, it's just a personal experience where I don't think it's right to have a camera in there.
Hit 'em up with Jeff Ketchum. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio. It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
Get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
Listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Mean Gene, Hot Rod Johnson, and Ronnie Brooks. Gentlemen, the bye weeks. Okay, we are week 11 with the bye weeks. We got Cleveland, New Orleans, the New York Giants, and Pittsburgh all have a bye as we move into week 11. It got started on Thursday night as the Jaguars beat the Tennessee Titans 19-13. Next game we have here, the Indianapolis Colts at the Atlanta Falcons. Ronnie, who wins?
Taking the Colts is a must-win for them since Houston is leading the division.
Yeah, but that must-win won't get it. They're going to be in Atlanta. Atlanta is coming off of a bye week. I'm taking Atlanta.
All right, I'm going to take Atlanta, too, even though Matt House is back here, who will be the quarterback. 2-0 as a starter with the Colts. But this Atlanta team is hungry, and I think they're going to take care of business, especially coming off a bye week. Next game, the St. Louis Rams at the Baltimore Ravens, the 2-7 Baltimore Ravens. Ronnie?
I'm going with the Rams. I think the Rams is a better team right now, and that running game is going to beat up on the Ravens.
Running game is fantastic, but Nick Foles has been benched, and so the Baltimore Ravens will win this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Case Keenum.
2-7.
Case Keenum.
They have today. Case Keenum was a good quarterback, but I think the Ravens need to salvage what's left of a horrible season. The next game we have, and we just earlier spoke with, we didn't get his prediction on this game. It's the 4-5 Washington Redskins at the 9-0 Carolina Panthers. Rod, who do you got?
I'm going with the Carolina Panthers. Washington is playing some great ball on the offensive side of the ball. However, Carolina's defense, we've talked about their defense. They're going to be too strong at home, Carolina.
Carolina for me also, Gene. I think Cam Newton is ready to dance again on the Redskins.
All right. I am going to go with the Carolina Panthers as well, even though Alfred Morris showed up last week with 92 yards. I don't know where he's been all season. Next game we have is a 7-2 Denver Broncos at the 4-5 Chicago Bears. Rod, who do you have?
Me and Gene, I'm going with Denver. Denver's defense is just too strong, even though Ottweiler was making his first NFL start in Chicago. However, they're just too complete of a package to lose against
Chicago. Did you call him Rottweiler?
Osweiler. What? Well, I said Ottweiler.
What? Ronnie, who you have?
I'm going with the Bears. I think John Fox knows this team of the Denver Broncos, and Jay Cutler's been playing good football lately.
This is a revenge game after the breakup last year. I forgot about that.
Exactly. This is always a good game when Cutler and the Broncos play. But I'm going with the Broncos. I think Brock Osweiler will get the job done.
Or Rottweiler.
Yeah, with the defense. That defense really needs to step up and continue to carry this team on. The next game we have is the 4-5 Oakland Raiders at the Detroit Lions, 2-7. Ronnie?
I'm going with the Raiders, even though Detroit shot the world last week. I like what Carr is doing over there.
You know, that loss against the Vikings last week had to hurt against the Raiders. I think they're still going to be railing, and you're looking at that shocker that the Lions had with the Packers. I'm actually going with the Detroit Lions in this one.
Yeah, I'm going with the Packers as well. The Lions as well. especially, it was an ugly game, but, hey, they pulled it out last week against a division rival. And Jim Caldwell keeps his job at least for another game. Next game we have are the 5-4 New York Jets at the first place Houston Texans. Rod?
Oh, I'm actually going with the New York Jets. There's no way the Jets can go to Houston after losing three of their last four games and losing to Houston. Houston will be limited in on the offensive side of the ball with T.J. Yates making his start today. It's going to be rough for him, and that defense with New York will step up. Revis Allen will shut down Hopkins. He will also get some help over the top. I'm going with the Jets.
I'm going with Houston. I think Houston's defense showed up, and they're going to beat up on the Jets.
I agree. I mean, hey, they're at home. I mean, they play good on the road. Yeah, mm-hmm. You get J.J. Watt at home, and he starts dancing in front of that crowd at NRG Stadium. I got the Texans.
There's the Jadeveon Clowney sighting today. So we'll see if he's able to live up to that first-round pick status that he had a couple of years ago in 2014.
Okay, guys, the next game we have is the Dallas Cowboys, 2-7 at the Miami Dolphins. Cowboys make their second trip to the state of Florida. Who wins, Ronnie?
I'm taking the Cowboys. Romo's back, and it's a must-win.
Romo,
if they lose the season, they definitely are going to be in the coffin.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? I want to give congratulations to Jason Witten in advance. You know, with a couple more catches, he ranks second all-time against amongst tight ends with 992. It's only right that mm-hmm. he makes eight catches with Romo. It would have been kind of crazy if his 1,000th catch would have been with Witten or Castle. So Romo is back just in time to help him with that. With that being said, I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys, with Romo being back, to beat the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys, too, guys. But I tell you what, you know, the Cowboys need to remove pressure from themselves. Having everyone say, you got to do this, you got to win, you got to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I tell you what, you just got to go out there and play football. One game at a time. The next game we have is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 4-5 at the Philadelphia Eagles, 4-5. Rod?
That didn't even sound right. The 4-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the 4-5 Chip Kelly Eagles.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't even sound right. Who would have thunk it at the beginning of the season? I'm actually going with Philadelphia in this one. They're at home. Jameis Winston is playing some great ball over the last couple of weeks, but I don't think he'll be able to do it on the road against Philadelphia.
I'm going with Philadelphia, too. I think this is a must-win for Philadelphia if they want to make the playoffs. And Chip Kelly, he better get his act together. The boo birds are going out on him already.
All right, I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles as well. The next game we have is the Kansas City Chiefs, 4-5 at the 2-7, Ronnie. Wow. San Diego Chargers. Ronnie, please tell me who's going to win.
KC will win. The Chargers are depleted, even though they had a bye week. I think KC showed up last week, and I think they're going to beat up on the Chargers.
Coming off that bye week at home, I'm going with the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going with the San Diego Chargers, too. Especially they lost right before that bye week to the Bears, so they definitely need to salvage what's left of their season, which could possibly be their last season in San Diego. The Green Bay Packers, 6-3 at the Minnesota Vikings, 7-2. This is going to be a great one. Who wins? Hot Rod Johnson.
Mean Gene, I don't have any stats to tell you why they will win, but there's no way in the world Aaron Rodgers would allow them to lose another game. It's just, they were 6-0. Now they're 6-3. You can't tell me he's going to allow them to be 6-4. Going with Green Bay Packers.
Ronnie?
Upset weekend. I'm picking Minnesota to beat to send Green Bay even more in chaos. And I like what they're doing. Running game, Adrian Peterson is going to have a big day.
I'm going with the Green Bay Packers because, just like Aaron Rodgers said a couple of years ago, relax. I think they're going to get it done. Next game, the San Francisco 49ers, 3-6 at the 4-5 Seattle Seahawks.
Wow.
Rod, who wins?
Wow. I have to go with Seattle at home against a hurting San Francisco team. Carlos Hyde would not be playing today, so, yeah.
I'm going with Seattle, but, you know, the beast mode is hurt, but I still think Seattle's going to pull it out.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks as well. The next game, which is the Sunday night game, this is a huge game tonight. The Cincinnati Bengals, 8-1 at the Arizona Cardinals, 7-2. Ronnie, who wins?
Arizona. I think Arizona is going to put it on Cincinnati. Cincinnati looked terrible last week. And Arizona, I like the coach of Arizona. I just like what he's doing.
Carson Palmer, this is his revenge game against Cincinnati. He's been licking his chops at this one for a long time. He is going to go ballistic. I think Arizona will win this one at home.
I am going to go with Arizona as well. I mean, Cincinnati really can't afford to lose back-to-back games. It's going to kill anything of hopes in the AFC playoffs. But I am going with the Cardinals. And it brings us to the last game, gentlemen, the Monday Night Football game, AFC showdown, or should I just say matchup. It's the 5-4 Buffalo Bills at the New England Patriots, 9-0. Ronnie, who wins?
The Patriots are going to continue to be undefeated, and Rex Ryan always loses to the Patriots, so yes. I don't think that's going to change.
The New England Patriots will win because Rex Ryan is the quarterback of Buffalo Bills.
I'm going to go with the New England Patriots. They go to 10-0 and continue to just waltz their way through the 2015 NFL season. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up for our picks. And we want to thank our guest, Dustin Pfeiffer, for coming on and talking about the Carolina Panthers.
And you can reach Dustin at Dustin Pfeiffer on Twitter. He can make sure everyone can reach out to him. Any Carolina Panthers questions you have, at Dustin Pfeiffer.
All right, folks. Hey, for Hot Rod, Ronnie Brooks, this is Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. Hope you enjoyed the show. You have been listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.